The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
From Washington, the journalist Susan Garrity is with me. Susan, could it be coincidence that last week Donald Trump suggested one of his favourite Irishmen was Conor McGregor, and then lo and behold, the man turns up in the White House?
Well, he was right on brand, Kieran. This is his favorite guy. He could have picked a saints, sinners, poets, you know, Seamus Heaney, but he picked a UFC fighter of dubious reputation as his favorite, and then he does wind up in a personal visit to the White House on St. Patrick's Day. You could say it was remarkable, but every day at the Trump White House is remarkable.
To what extent does Conor McGregor play in the United States? You know, I mean, is he a big figure there?
Not really. I mean, back in the day, maybe he was, you know, I guess at some point, I have to admit, I'm not quite a UFC aficionado, but my son probably would be more familiar. But I don't think that he at this time. I had several calls from people, other journalists, who said, "Can you give me the 411 on that guy who was in the White House today?" And so I wouldn't say that he's like, he could walk down the street and I don't think he'd be mobbed unless he showed off his tattoos.
So I thought it was interesting, the press conference in the White House after the meeting, there wasn't a single question put to the White House press secretary about Conor McGregor. It obviously got an awful lot more attention here than in the US. Conor McGregor did enjoy a great deal of support and popularity here a few years ago, and it has dwindled somewhat, and partly because of the immigration issue that he's attached his name to. It strikes me, though, what he would have been saying about immigration, that there are too many people coming to Ireland and that kind of we risk it losing our identity and becoming a minority in our own country. Controversial to some, but I mean, he's kind of singing off the same hymn sheet as people in the Trump administration. This isn't new to them.
He's singing off the same hymn sheet, but there also probably could be some folks in Ireland. I know that you'd say like the MIGAs, you know, make Ireland great again, folks that might actually feel some, it resonate a bit with them. I don't think in outside the U.S., it's quite comprehended that President Trump's views on immigration are fairly popular amongst, at least with 50% of the United States. He's deemed as having absolutely come through on a campaign promise, as you see immigrants pretty much stop coming to the southern border. It's exactly why the faithful in the U.S. who are aligned with Trump voted for him. Now, you know, those same people seem to have some more dubious concerns about Elon Musk and what he's been doing and kind of going through the computer systems and going through personal information in Washington. But you got to admit, it's not just the U.S., but around the world, there are figures that are saying we have to stop the flow of immigrants into our countries. I'm sure even in Ireland, there are those
absolutely
who believe that.
There is, and it's part of the reason I suspect that Conor McGregor is echoing those comments is because he thinks that there's a possible electorate in this country who think that.
And perhaps it's him he wore a nice suit and tie, showed up and was received by the U.S. president. Does that give him the gravitas, if you will, now to run for president of Ireland?
Well, somewhat terrifyingly, Susan, I saw somebody to the criticisms that, you know, in a recent poll, only about 9% of people said they'd support Conor McGregor, that only 3% said they'd support Donald Trump when he launched his campaign to be president. And we know how that ended, twice. So anyway, go on.
And so I guess the question is, should we all, and in the media and well-read people, stop clutching our pearls and stop saying, can you believe this? Because believe it, because it happens day in and day out. And it's not just in this, it's not just in my capital in the US, it's in capitals all around the world. And is it a populist feeling? Is it a nationalist feeling? Is it a fascist feeling? Or is it a kind of a mixture and a component of fear of change? Because the societies that we all are a part of are changing more rapidly probably now than in many other times ever because of technology, because of global warming, because of the massive inflow of immigrants away because of climate change. And I think this is something that we have to understand and not just fly over. You know, that's what we say in the US, that there are flyover states that we just don't stop and listen to what the people are saying. And I know that from my experience in Ireland, that there are people in parts of Ireland that feel that they're maybe not flown over, but maybe glossed over at times for what they have going on in the realities in their lives,
Susan,
especially when it comes to the economy.
Thanks a million for joining us. From Washington, Susan Garrity, the journalist formerly of MSNBC.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.